Last time in the Bad Articles, our Knuckles received gifts from beyond the grave and travelled to the town of Big Cliff to attend the wake of Mickey the Mackerel Mulcrone. Stick around to find out what happens next, unless you're a coward.
Since the dawn of time, Ireland has played host to unimaginable horrors, ushered in through an ever-weakening veil between our world and the other side. They live among us, shaping our mythology, sowing chaos, scaring the shit out of people. Not all hope is lost. Underfunded, undergunned, and underappreciated, the USNA stand proudly in the way of unchecked otherworldly chaos. This secret network of brave volunteers put their lives and their sanity on the line, all for a better tomorrow.
Have you ever had a fight with your girlfriend on a stormy night and then you went for a drive and crashed your second-hand gold Honda Accord so violently that your soul was fused to the thing and you realised you were cursed to cruise the night forever as some kind of ghost car?
You better call the OSNA before you find yourself in the Bad Articles.
With the first inklings of a creeping dread setting in on our Knuckles, we return to the bar.
I'm going to walk over to the music corner. And I'm going to go, hey fellas, how's it going?
So Gideon, you head on over, and this wee corner of the common area hosts an old pipe organ that looks like it's been covered in seashells, like something Davy Jones would play. Half asleep at the keys is an absolute waif of a man, sporting a wispy blonde skullet hunched over the keys like the living embodiment of a question mark. Flanking him on the couches are three identical men with little pencil moustaches, the only difference between them being the way they part their dry grey hair, left, right and boy band. They're holding a xylophone, a recorder and some pots and pans, absolute notions about them. Anyway, with them is a priest. Now you'd put this fella in his 60s, thick dark hair, he's definitely dying it but it still looks pretty good. He's trying to sport a wee soul patch but the surrounding facial hair is starting to catch up.
I like your soul patch.
Oh, you're awfully kind, so you wear a brand new face. What brings you to the wake of the mackerel? I don't recognise you.
Basically, my friend, Dolan, he's over there by the bar flirting with the proprietor. He knew Mickey and we just came along as well to support him, you know.
That's awfully kind of you. I always say that if someone dies, sure, it's better to be there than to not, eh, at the wake.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
And El Fuego Numero 8, is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm on one myself now. Give us an old clink there, fella.
Clink!
Ah.
What's your name?
My name is Father Costello. I've been a priest here in Big Cliff for around 30 years now. It doesn't seem that long now, and surely I don't look that old, do I?
No, not at all. Eerily so. Eerily so. You look great.
I thank you for it.
Do you play?
Well, no, I would now. These fellas here, they are called the Lynchpins, they are. They're the local band here at the Sea Senor, and bless them now, they do better with a singer like me involved. And of course, Father Costello and the Lynchpins has a better ring to it anyway, so far as I'm concerned, but I audition for them yearly. And will they let me in? No, of course not.
Well, to be honest, you'd overshadow them.
Do you hear that, boys? That's right. Yeah, and here I am still, a great fan of the Lynchpins. A supporter, Gideon.
So, you guys aren't jamming? I thought I'd come over here and...
Well, I'll see if I can give them a little shake, see if I can wake them up. There is a good tune now. A fine tune. And I don't recognise you very well, so I'm thinking maybe you should hear the Si Señor, eh? A song about the bar. Would that lift your spirits, Gideon?
It absolutely would. It's been a bad week.
Well, if you insist... We'll see if I can rouse the boys.
Huh? With nearly a coin in your pocket and clouds hanging over your head, when the wind is howling and roaring, there's only one road to be tread, and in two open arms you'll be welcome to the house that looks over the shore, where there's whiskey and rum to be having. Oh, there's that and there's more, and we don't lock the door about the old Sea Señor.
What do you reckon of that, Gideon? Good?
That was beautiful. Fellas, that was beautiful.
They're not much for talkers.
But what beautiful voices.
But what beautiful voices. And mm. and now, Gideon, you must also say that the Lord has blessed me with a good voice, no?
Yes, of course. Of course. And that small man with such wily fingers.
They're wider than you'd think, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You must have seen a lot of change around here being priest for 30 years.
I've seen all sorts, you know, but the one thing that's never changed is the warm hearth here at the Si Señor. A warm welcome, eh? And at Fuego Número 8 and maybe a little bubble oink and squeak, eh? Eh?
Clink!
Ah, clink! Oh, God, that song now, it does bring back memories, I must say. It was written by one of the old owners, you know. Oh, God, dead 13 years now, that man, Skinny Lynch.
Skinny Lynch? Not yes. Skinny Lynch, who would have been a good friend to Mickey.
Well, of course! Of course! They opened the bar here together after they found all that gold, lucky devils, eh?
I saw the photo at the bar. That's a lot of gold.
It's a fair amount of gold to come crawling out of the sea within your hands, isn't
and
it?
And 2 months at sea.
2 months at sea.
That seems almost too difficult to believe.
What were they up to, eh?
For 2 months?
Well, I don't know how long they were out there at first, but I believe the story goes, right, that they were out catching fish and, well, their boat capsized, as boats tend to do. And at some stage, the good Lord blessed them with the discovery of gold and with their lives, Gideon, with their lives. And they took that blessing and they opened this pub. And around this pub sprung a town. Big Cliff.
What a story.
A fine story. And of course, Skinny, one of the owners, he was, you know, for the linchpins, named for him, of course. But a great lyricist. I think perhaps, though, I'm a better singer.
Did he write that song?
He did, certainly.
The lyrics will live in my heart forever.
Gideon, are you a man of God?
I've definitely had some experience recently that would put me more on the theistic side, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I see it in your eyes, man. I do. There's something about you.
Yeah. Might be all the sin.
Ah, now sure we are.
I've
all
done terrible things, Father.
We're born
I've
with it, Gideon.
I've done terrible things.
Hard to shrug it off, it is sin.
Oh,
eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Difficult to get rid of.
Gideon, you're... brutal honesty and compliments that you've been dishing out. Let's see how that's affecting this handsome, slightly older priest. Can I please have a wee social rule from you?
It's 23 over 20.
Well, I consider it an honour, I do, to be burying the great man that is Mickey the Mackerel.
I mean, pardon me for saying, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but... seems a little overdue, no? 4 days?
Excuse me?
Just seems a little relaxed.
I mean, the turnaround is, he died, what, was it maybe 4 days ago? He was in the embalmers. They didn't have much to work with, Gideon.
So they should have done it more quickly, no?
I mean, perhaps, but that is a conversation for the embalmers. As I say, the wake has been, well... I reckon it's been going on, what? Whew! 5 hours now! I wonder how many drinks I've had in that amount of time. But the funeral is tomorrow, so...
Would you like another drink?
Gideon, I'd love one.
2 seconds.
Gideon walks off to find his friends.
I need you to buy me a pint for the priest. I'm so close to cracking this nut. I just need a bit more liquor. Do you want to come meet the linchpins? They are eerie.
I give Gideon... a fake £10 note.
I will have to say, why are you carrying around a fake £10 note, Maddie?
Because I'm kind of okay at forgery. I have the right printing paper.
I think that might be a luck roll. If you roll under 80, you're good.
49 under 80.
You reach into your bag and you pull out a crisp £10 note.
That is crisp. That is... God, I'm just going to hold this a second. Eloise, I'll have 4 more. El Fuego Número 8.
It would be an honour to serve you more.
Thank you so much. Maybe through helping others through their grief, I will redeem myself.
I suppose.
It still sounds very transactional, Gideon.
No, I don't mean it like that. I genuinely think we're making a difference here. Maybe we're not here to uncover anything supernatural, but... just to be good people. Imagine that. Imagine not being shit.
There you are there, lads. Your El Fuego numero eights. That'll be £8.
There you are.
Oh, very crisp.
Very crisp indeed. Well, here's an El Fuego numero eight to tide you over. One for you.
I've hardly touched the first one.
And one for the father. I'll be right back. Costello.
Oh. There you are, arriving back right on time, Gideon. I had a thirst building.
Yes,
right,
I could tell. Drought. I could tell. Tell me more.
What is it you need to know?
Ooh. You just seem like such an interesting man.
I am, Gideon.
There's more to know about you. You're underserved by the sea, Senor, I feel. A man like you, not just a spiritual leader for the community, but also a great storyteller and, dare I say, an artist.
An artist? Oh, Gideon, I'll tell you this for nothing, right? I couldn't draw you a stick man. Not a chance. I haven't it in me. I haven't, but Skinny. Now, if ever there was an artist, it was that man. Infuriating he was, right? He could draw you a horse with eight legs, like Sleipnir, Odin's horse, and it would look perfect. You wouldn't bat an eyelid.
You could look at a normal horse from then on. You'd be like, that horse has got half as many legs as it should.
Pointless, right? Ruined all horses for me after that
run. Well, listen. While we're having a few pints, part of like the grieving process, surely, is telling tales about Mickey. How we knew him.
Of course.
I didn't know him. So you should chip in now.
I'll tell you this about Mickey, I will. Right? He run this place. God rest him. For 50 years. Right? The town appear around the bar, it did. Survived 2 months at sea, Gideon, with two comrades. Can you imagine it? All alone, washing up with a fistful of Aztec gold in your hands. Sure, it's half the reason that the bar is designed the way it is.
Do you say two?
Well, of course, there was Mickey, the mackerel.
Skinny.
There was Skinny Lynch, and there was Samuel Ryan. Of course, he hasn't been around here in near, well, since Skinny died, but he had to come and show his face for the funeral. Can't believe Mickey's getting put in the ground tomorrow. Oh, God.
Eloise didn't really want to see him to talk about Samuel.
Well, I wouldn't be one to spread false rumours or to say things without evidence.
Let me just top you up there.
Oh? Half of your El Fuego numero eight. You're awfully kind, Gideon. Are
not
you trying
all,
to get me my
all.
Lips to be looser?
I would like to hear another lovely song.
Well, all right. If you insist, I'll tell you this for nothing, right? There is a second half to that song.
Oh.
Shall I sing it to you now?
The B-side, yes.
Wake up, lynchpins. We've another request here. Eh? What would they do without me? Am I right, Gideon?
From far over sea did she come from, with belly a-fitting to burst, sailing in on the tide, precious treasure inside, but beware of the terrible curse, and into open arms you'd be welcomed, to the house that looks over the shore. Where there's whiskey and rum to be having, and riches untold, an escape from the cold, where you'll never grow old. About the old si senor.
As the bar erupts into applause, we're going to cut across to Doolin and Maddie to see what they're up to.
Well, what do you think is the deal with those two?
Yeah, right? They're so out of place for the rest of this. I know we're out of place, but...
Yes, but we're out of place and we look out of place. They sort of weirdly are out of place.
Yeah, they're like a...
Look like a fixture. It's odd.
Scully Mulder kind of dealio.
Yeah, kind of wish we were more like that sometimes, but it is what it is.
We can dress better. Is that what you mean?
You're
saying I'm camped? I mean, I am a little, but...
No, I mean, have we not got our suits on from the week?
I know, but they're not as crisp. I don't own an iron.
You don't own an iron?
No, you don't need an iron in this day and age.
I suppose I could try...
Oh, I'll talk to them.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. I mean, do you want to...
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think we should maybe try and make conversation.
Do you think, like, we as a two intimidate them as a two? Not intimidate, but, like, we have more standing if we go over as a two together. They're looking at us. Let's
yeah, I think we've made too much eye contact. Yeah. I think we have to go over now.
Well, right there in the centre of that communal area, on that wee horseshoe couch, you see two men dressed in suits. There's about a 20-year difference between the pair of them. They look a bit worse for wear and are clutching some files and a clipboard. On the coffee table in front of them, they each have their own wee pot of tea and a small plate covered in biscuit crumbs. And Maddie sees a familiar face. A shock of brown hair sits atop a very handsome head. But this is no priest. This is some sort of sexy layman.
Maddie Murphy. Is
oh
that you?
Oh my god, hi. It's
Sebastian. Sebastian Prick.
Sebastian, I'd never forget a name or a face. Like
come
that.
On, Maddie Murphy. When have you ever called me Sebastian? You know it's Pricky.
Seb, what has he here?
Well, it's been so long, of course. Let me introduce you to... this is Gary Crean.
Hi.
Crean and Prick.
Yes, hi. Lovely to meet you, fellas. How are you both?
Lovely to meet you too.
Kind of sad.
Wish we could meet under better circumstances.
This is Maddie, who I told you about, the person who
it was all
told
good. Trust
me,
trust me. It was all fine.
It's no secret. You know.
No, it wasn't. But it was, you know, not that long, right?
Well, listen, it was possibly the most engaging month of my life.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's not the first time I've heard that. I'm flattered. I haven't told Dolan about you. Sorry to everyone involved.
Oh, is this your new fella?
No!
No, it's absolutely not.
My apologies. I presume that perhaps that was the case. You said that you hadn't told him about
us. Can't a person just have friends and then it not develop into something deeply intense for a month, and then someone else goes off and, like, tells everyone that it's, like, the love of their life or something? I mean, not to put words in your mouth, but... You know, Gary knows about me, and frankly, Gary, who the fuck are you?
This is my partner, Gary.
Sorry, he's a junior.
You're together
partner?
Now.
No, professional only.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, it's actually incredibly easy. This work, real estate. Who'd have thought?
Hey?
Oh, you work in real estate.
I do now, Dolan. I was a crucive herbalist originally. I used to make puzzles. You see, thought I would be the next Will Short. You know,
that's when I knew him.
Yeah, I still like puzzles.
Oh, trust me, he's still working on his little puzzles. If you'd ever... That's why you think the work's so easy.
It's not a little puzzle, by the way. This is a brand new thing that I have created myself. It is not... It's like a crossword, right? But it's not. It's a list of questions, right? And you answer them in whatever order you like. It is not a quiz.
So, Seb...
All right.
If I understand... You're now swanning around awake because you think it's going to go up in the market. Am I wrong?
It's not exactly that, Maddie. No, truth be told, we've been...
It's partially that, because I've got a business card and I'm a surveyor, so...
You work in buildings?
I do, yes.
Well, that's incredible. Interesting. Well, I'll tell you this
you know
for
what's
nothing.
Interesting puzzles?
That they are. No denying a
I'm
puzzle.
I'm sorry, did I interrupt... You know what, Gary? Do you want to give those two a moment? Should we?
Yeah. Come with me.
Yeah. We'll talk. So you're interested in this property here, DeBar?
Well, you know, I'm really just making sure that all of the involved parties are aware of all their options. You know, that's all. I'd heard a lot about the place. It's got a lot of potential, and I just want to make sure that Eloise is you know, she's making the most of the space. You know.
Are you looking to buy it and she's not selling it?
Oh,
or?
No.
Oh, what are you looking to
do? No. It's I wouldn't dare to broach a subject like that. The poor woman's in mourning.
Of course. That would be very gauche, but it's not unheard of. No disrespect to your profession, but some people see this as an opportunity.
Well, no, not me. I respect the traditions, you know. Gotta wait for that sort of thing.
Of course.
We cut back. To Maddie and Prick.
Well, I can't say for sure why the puzzle world is so, you know, it's got its door shut on me.
No, but at least it's a moral thing, a respectable thing, a trade, a craft, and now you're just some glorified landlord.
This is what I needed you for, Maddie.
Okay, don't say that.
I needed
These
to be
men
steered.
And the changes of profession after I break their hearts. Come on.
Men, sorry, what?
What? It typically men.
I mean, just, this has happened before.
Is that a surprise to you?
It's not that. I thought that month was electric.
It was great. And then so was the next one. You weren't there. They're all good months.
Maddie has potentially broken Prick's heart for a second time.
Well, it's still good to see you, of course.
Yeah, this is unexpected, really unexpected.
Sure.
And sorry that I'm about all over the place. There's these guys that I'm friends with. There was another one, but we met him last week. I met all of these people last week, but then one of them died and now we have his cow. It's complicated, Seb.
Oh, fuck the cow. Gideon runs out.
Gideon, as you approach the door, you set your hand on the handle and you turn around and you walk back in towards the bar.
Of course, I forgot the water bowl for the cow. I walk towards the bar. Eloise, can I get a dog bowl, please?
Have you brought a pup with you?
I would like a bowl for a dog.
The only reason I ask now, Gideon, is that we do have a cat. A little chubby ginger bastard called Baby, knocking about here somewhere.
Oh, he's tied up outside. Don't worry. Don't worry at all.
That's for the best. Right, hold on. And will it be Diet Coke or water for the dog?
Let's go for water for now.
There you are there.
All right, thank
That'll
you.
That'll be £2.
£2 for a bowl of water. Great. Here's your £2 for a dog bowl of water.
You're awfully kind.
My condolences. Take two. Go towards the door.
You reach out towards the handle. You set your hand upon that handle. You go to give it a twist. You let go. You turn back round and walk towards the bar like you'd never walked towards the door in the first place.
Gideon feels nervous but in control. So he goes to the window where he can see Kai through the window.
As you approach the window, you notice you've been here for, what, maybe 30-odd minutes, 45 minutes? You see the sun begin to rise.
That's not good. I set down the dog bowl. I walk towards Gideon. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Could I borrow the flirt a moment, please?
Excuse me?
Come quickly now.
Yeah, sorry, the flirt?
Shut up. Try and leave.
No.
Try and walk out.
Yeah, I'll walk. Excuse me, Gary. I have to address this. What do you mean by the flirt?
You have just been flirting with everyone. That's all I can say.
I have not flirted
you
with anyone.
You absolutely have.
Who have I flirted with?
Well, Gary. Eloise.
I have not
flirted
with Gary.
I can assure you he was not flirting with me.
And I was just being polite to Eloise. There was no flirtation. I'm at her husband's wake.
Dolan, we can resolve this later.
We can resolve it now.
Remember what happened? Remember the weird thing that happened this week?
Yeah, which one? Well, there are a lot of them.
Do you remember how we came here when we thought it was going to be just a recce, just a reconnaissance, nothing untoward? Remember that?
I mean, I was prepared for more, but yes.
Oh, you're prepared for more?
Yeah.
Try and leave. Flirt your way out of this one, big man.
I'll break your nose once, I'll break it twice.
Try and leave.
Oh, Dolan's angry.
Oh, so angry you might storm out. Try and leave. I'm trying to tell you, we're trapped in here.
Okay, I'm going to try and leave, but I'm very angry.
Dolan's fists are in little balls. He storms his way across the bar. He reaches towards the handle, and try as he might, his hand just sort of slips off that handle, and he turns back round and looks maybe a little confused, but no, you weren't able to get out that door.
Well?
You're very smug right now.
I'm not smug. I'm terrified.
Yeah, you should.
Listen.
It's very clear there's something going on here. Why would you not lead with this? This is so frustrating.
I was trying to keep things light.
Why would you try and keep things light? This isn't a light situation.
Why would you? Fucking terrified. Trying to keep things light. Listen. What's Maddie doing at this moment?
We cut back to Maddie and Prick.
This place, this bar, Maddie, I don't mind telling you this. They found gold here. They found gold on this beach near here. There must be more.
Yeah, but then surely that's just a shipwreck or something, you know. The Armada went by these parts way back when.
The Armada?
Yeah, the Spanish Armada. Seb? Ever heard of it?
I've heard of the Spanish Armada, Maddie. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they found coins here. Maybe it was from an Armada. Fact is, we got a tip. Crean and I.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got a tip.
Right.
That there's... maybe there's a reason we should buy this building.
And you got this tip off from who? Did you know Mickey? Were you ever in these parts before?
Knew him, yes, of course. We've been in talks, anyway, for around 6 months. We've been trying to survey the building. They keep blocking access to some of our subterranean foundational stuff. You know, they're just... yeah, the foundations. Yeah, they won't let us near them.
But they
it's just
didn't
a block.
Seem They'd... keen? Were they humouring you? Where's Eloise on all of this?
This is more Crean than me, right? I promise you. He's trying to put the moves on her. Yeah, he's trying to pressure her now that Mickey's gone. We got a tip, but that was months ago.
From where? From who? It's a small place.
You may have a previous relationship with this young fella, but you're certainly grilling him quite hard. That's got to be a wee social route.
53 under 80.
All right, Maddie, don't look at me like that. Okay. We got a tip from apparently one of the ex-owners. Now, it can't be Skinny Lynch, because he died 13 years ago.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yes, it does. The guys themselves used to be fishermen back in the day, as you can tell by the, you know, fishy design of the place. But once they washed up with all that gold, well, they just make their cash off strange drinks and delicious food. If it was one of those fellas, yeah, that washed up on the beach with a fistful of Aztec coins telling us that this place had more of them around it, of course we're going to check it out. That's the best tip you can get.
As you take a moment to think about that, you glance to his right, and standing near the door, you see your two friends, one of whom is looking absolutely irate, and the other one with mad panic in his eyes. And they seem to be having quite a heated little debate.
Excuse me for a sec.
Of course.
Hi.
What's happening?
It's not good.
Yeah, we seem to be trapped here. This seems to be supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
We can't leave. Every time we try and leave, we don't.
You two are trapped.
Well, I mean, you can try.
Maddie tries.
Maddie, your hand grasps that handle and it just sort of slips off like you never even really meant to leave. And you turn back around.
Okay, the three of us can't leave.
I suspect no one can leave. That's why the body hasn't been buried in 4 days. They went here for the week and they've never left.
Oh.
I mean, it's a working theory, but I think it's got legs.
So that's what I've missed?
Well... yeah,
do you know why?
Again,
is there a ring of salt around the building that we don't know about?
As you say that, you peer out the window and you also notice that that sun's a wee bit higher in the sky now. Like, you came here around mid-afternoon and somehow it looks like it's the morning.
Between siren songs and Aztec gold, I don't know, but something's keeping us here.
And we've been here for, what, an hour-ish?
45 minutes-ish.
Can I check my watch?
You can indeed.
What does my watch say?
Your watch looks like it's gone, about 45 minutes. That's not what outside's saying, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently we've been here 45 minutes, but signs say otherwise.
Well, between your wrist and the sun, I'm going to go with the sun.
Yes.
So
I'm not saying we should discount the sun. The sun's never steered us wrong.
Oh, the sun, Clary's boy. That's a whole other thread we haven't been down. Listen, you do that. Well, you could go to... Go to the buff. And I'll go to that little cat.
Well, my thinking is that Eloise said Samuel came to pay his respects. And presumably that means Samuel's still here somewhere. And if he started this place, he might know what's going on. So I think that would be a good lead to follow.
Great. You do that. I'll find an exit.
What's Maddie's plan?
I'll have another word with Seb and Gary. Gary, how long have you guys been perched up here today?
What, we got here About two hours ago, yeah, 2-3 hours.
It's been 5 hours, Gary. Easily been five hours, yeah.
Those first two El Fuegos went to my head, I guess.
Yes, they
and
did.
And are you staying for the foreseeable? Are you heading out when the bar closes? Or should we stop out, get some air, maybe?
I think it would be disrespectful, really.
I don't think it would be disrespectful.
We can crack a window.
Yeah, I'll open the window, you know, we'll just... I suppose it is getting a bit stale here.
Get a bit of sunlight, get outside, have a stretch, see a cow.
He walks about 6 feet away from the table and he turns back round and sits down, picks up his teapot and pours himself some very much non-steaming tea.
So you guys used to date then, did you, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it dating if it was a month?
I would say that we were involved.
Yeah, we were involved.
Look, I've heard one side of the story, like, every day.
Shut up, man.
Whoa.
It's every day, Maddie, I'm telling you.
Has he dated anyone else since?
I don't think so, no.
Come on, man.
Again?
To be honest, he keeps saying, like, my one true love's the puzzles. Well, the puzzles in Maddie. And then he gets all flustered and he excuses himself to the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom.
He gets up. He walks about 8 feet away from the table. He turns back around, comes and sits down.
Did you change your mind?
You what?
Did you... I thought you were going to use the bathroom.
When?
Like 15 seconds ago.
No, I've been recently enough. I'm okay.
Maddie has reconvened with Gideon. They caught each other up a little bit and they're heading over towards a little cat standing outside a storage room.
Hello.
This little ginger cat's just sort of gently pawing at the door. Oh, I think that's a social role. You have to convince that cat to snake its way between your legs.
96 over 20.
82 over 80.
Oh!
The cat turns around and hisses. And bolts.
No. I wanted Kai to have a friend.
Kai does have a friend. Kai has us.
An animal friend that isn't Omnibot. I want Kai to have options.
We could always introduce him to Dolan. Bit of light banter. I'm terrified. Let's try the door.
On this door, you do see a sign saying dry goods, staff only. It is unlocked. You open the door. Inside, it kind of creaks a little bit as you open it, and it reveals a small room. With, wouldn't you know it, dry goods stored inside. There's bags of potatoes and salt and flour and oil and tin fruits and even some powdered milk.
Everything reminds me of him.
Listen, we really have to just focus.
He'd hate that.
Yeah, he would. He would absolutely hate it. What did he call it? White gold?
He called it a lot of things. Can I have an awareness roll from both of you?
75. Over 20.
65 over 20.
You don't notice anything.
I was just relieved to be able to open a door. But there's nothing here for us.
We're still very much inside. But hey, at least there's food.
Yeah.
Do you want a snacking potato?
I would love a snacking potato.
As these two pick up some raw potatoes to start snacking on, we cut back to the main bar. We see Dolan walking towards the pool table. As he's doing that, you hear the clattering of a big oil pot and a ladle as a man in his 50s comes from the corridor behind the bar carrying a massive pot of soup. It's fish and onion. You can kind of smell it from here. He's crying his lamps out. And he sort of walks around and makes an effort to start, like, dishing out bowls, but instead he just slams it on top of the countertop and goes, I can't take this. I can't take this. I can't believe the funeral's tomorrow. And he just storms right back to the kitchen.
Can Dolan try and intercept?
You can.
Oh.
I'm going to say give me an agility roll for that to see if you can get him, because this is a man on a soup mission.
85 over 20. Do I make it?
Crash into his soup.
This guy can barely hold the tears in, and he has got a laser beam focus for the privacy of that back room, and he heads back into the kitchen. Dolan is standing in the middle of the common room with the familiar clickety-clack of pool balls from one corner as the kitchen door slams closed.
I go towards the pool table.
As you pull back the divider that's hiding that pool table in the corner of the common room, you see two men holding pool cues. One of them, an angular crow-like man with slick back dark blonde hair, is leaning against the wall, chalking his cue. He's playing with a toothpick in his mouth, you know, real cool-like. Lining up for a shot is a rotund gentleman with a dark, Hippocratic wreath of hair, unelegantly mounting the table with one leg still on the ground, as the rules dictate. His stick glides backwards and forwards as he envisions his shot, his upper lip repositioning so as to stop his moustache hairs from tickling his nostrils. He also has a toothpick, you know, real cool-like. The cat that was once outside the pantry darts into this space and hops up on to his back.
Can I try and go towards the cat?
Yes, you can. That will be a social roll.
98 over 20.
Hi, Miss Clary.
I wouldn't bother trying, mate. He seems to have an eye for me.
I see a couple of new faces have joined us here at the wake of the mackerel. Very kind of you to slip into our little pool corner.
Sorry, didn't mean to bother you guys. I'm looking for Samuel. Which either of you two either be him or happen to know where he is?
Well, that's not us, I can tell you that. This is my comrade, Spudbag. My name is Rubblesack.
I can confirm that we are not Samuel.
Well, no, neither of us is Samuel, that's for sure.
No, we're two people.
No, I want to. That's correct. Would you two gentlemen happen to know where he is?
I'll tell you what, my friend. You let Spudbag here finish his shot, put both feet back on the floor, all and right. Maybe we can see you talking to you, yes?
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go on, Spud.
All right. Yellow ball, top right pocket.
That's the one.
3, 2, 1.
Christ is like an artist. Straight in the pocket.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind.
This cat really does have a liking for you, Spudbag, and I can see why. You're a gentle soul.
Well, look, the feline persuasion have always had an affinity for me. They just stop bumping me back whenever I'm around.
That they do.
As soon as I walked in here, he was right up there like a flash.
I suppose back to my original query, would you guys happen to know where Samuel is?
Very much depends who's looking for him.
Well, it's me, Dawn.
Well, my friend, we've just met.
Yes, we have.
I think that confidence might, just might, crack through this somewhat evasive exterior from these two men. Can I please have a social roll?
66 over 20.
Well, there's only so many people in this room, sir. I'm sure you can find them if you put your mind to it.
From the other side of the common room, Gideon and Maddie are chewing down on the tail ends of two spuds, and they're just watching through this little gap at Dolan attempting to chat to these two men.
Boy, he's really eyeing that guy up.
Two at once?
Yeah.
This is bold even for him.
Do you want more potatoes?
I mean, yeah.
Surprisingly delicious for raw Mara's Pipers,
Who
no?
Who needs popcorn?
Who needs popcorn?
My new friend, my new compadre, comrade, if you will.
I will.
Would you enjoy a bowl of soup from Rubblesack? It would be my pleasure, my honour, to fill yours for you.
I would love a bowl of soup. And given that we're comrades, perhaps you could tell me where Samuel is.
How about we break bread together first, yes? It's always good to get to know someone properly over a shared meal.
And yet it feels like we both know each other quite well right now.
Well, it's not a proper introduction without handshakes, is it?
That's quite true. Why don't you place your hand in Rubblesack's and we'll just see how close of friends we are.
That's a long handshake.
Mm.
There's a lot of moving up and down the wrist as well.
Yeah, two hands and a knee involved. That's a lot.
Oh, the big one's getting involved now. He's putting his hand in.
With fresh potatoes, they have returned to watch this unfold.
Allow me to just grab you a little bowl there.
Dolan, could I have an awareness roll from you?
13 under 60.
Yay!
As Rubblesack's hand slips from clasping yours, you notice your wrist is just a little bit lighter. He seems to have nicked your watch.
There you are, my new friends. A bowl of... Oh, I suppose this is what... A fish gazpacho? Is that what a cold soup?
I think so, yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Well, how about we cut to the chase? I want to know where Samuel is, and it seems like you've already helped yourself to some payment. So How about you tell me where he is and we call it even?
My friend. Old habits. Sticky fingers, you know what they say.
Yes.
There you are.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, let's just say he's in the building.
He's not a big place.
He's not that big a place.
This has been tedious and unhelpful. But thank you for returning my watch. I wish you all the best. If you're looking for an easy mark, may I reckon, you see that fella chowing down on a spud?
Dolan points across the room at Gideon, who is staring intently back towards him.
Oh, I don't feel comfortable with this. I'm going to check out the seating area.
As you are leaving, Dolan, you're passing back between these two corner booths. You notice that the decorations on the booth to the left and right of you are all sort of subtly different. And you look across the room, you see that all three of them have like different iconography on them.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with Dolan pointing at me, so I'm going to go to the seating area, see what's going on.
As you approach, you see the fire, and next to it some chairs adorned with tattered red velvet. As you step closer towards them, you look down and see that you're standing on an animal skin rug. But that's no bear. That's a big old elephant seal, head and all. The walls are decorated with faded nautical paintings, some sepia photographs of people displaying their most impressive catches, and a plaque with three glass buoys hanging from some netting, which dangles over the fireplace itself. There are framed practice boards displaying various nautical knots and a little writing desk on the far wall with a wee ship and a bottle. You can see that the ship is named the Doloroso. The man in the chair is chunky, with a receding hairline and wearing a thick tweed suit. He looks like Paddy Losty, a proper pint man. He looks like he'd take the shirt off any man's back. Next to him, on a small side table, is an ashtray, absolutely overflowing with pipe ash. There are several empty glasses, and as he sets his pipe down into the ashtray without looking, his hand blindly hunts for one of them. He brings the empty vessel to his parched lips and pours back the fumes of long-gone whiskey. He's clutching a wee A5 notebook, and he's reading through what's written on it. As you approach, he clocks you. He tears that page off and pops it into his inside pocket.
Are you all right for a drink?
If you're buying, I suppose I'll take another whiskey.
All right, one second. I go to Father Costello.
Father? All right there, Gideon. It has been quite some time you've been off there without bringing back my big delicious drink.
Oh, hello. Yes, I was just checking out the local characters.
Well, we're not short of them here
not
in Big Cliff,
all,
are we?
Not at all. A varied cast of colourful people.
Oh, I tell you what, Gideon, we would be absolutely enamoured, we would, to count you amongst us.
Really? That's very kind of you to say. You know...
Do you play any instruments, Gideon?
I do. I play the piano. Yes.
Would you honour us with a tune?
I'll tell you what, I play you a tune, you get me a couple of drinks.
Well, consider it done.
All right, move, Whiffy. I push the guy. I push the old man who was not named earlier. Yeah.
What song do you think you're going to try play with your upcoming art role?
Oh, Piano Man. Yeah, I'm going to play that. Is that Billy Joel?
That is indeed Billy Joel.
God help me, Billy Joel. That is... Oh, no. That's 74 over 60. Fuck.
Over the following 3 minutes, you absolutely butcher Piano Man by Billy Joel. You get half the words wrong, and your right hand is in a different key than your left. It's a disaster.
Well, Gideon, it wasn't really written for the pipe organ, so I let you away with that one.
I appreciate that, Father Costello, but let's be honest, that wasn't very good.
No.
Perhaps you would pity me with a pint?
I've already bought you one. You want another?
Father, can I be honest with you?
Confess.
Confess?
I mean, natural reaction.
Father, I've done some bad things.
We all have, my son. We have all done terrible things.
But, you know, I'm thinking about when I die, however that might be, and whether, you know, what's the deal? Eternal life?
It very much depends.
Yeah.
And really, what do I know?
What? You're a priest. You're supposed to be... I know you don't have all the answers, but you're meant to kind of have some spiritual counsel.
Listen, I've had about 9 litres
of this El Fuego Numero 8, right? And let me tell you something, eh? No one knows the answers. Not really. I buried Skinny Lynch. I'm burying Mickey Mulcrone. And if I'm lucky enough, I'll get to bury Samuel Ryan as well. I'll put to rest all the good men who built this town. Eh? That would be honor enough for me to say that my life was well lived.
Where is Samuel Ryan?
He's over there.
Where?
He's over there.
In the seating area?
Yeah.
Right. Can I please have 2 pints?
That's going to be a social roll.
Jesus Christ. You can actually keep your 50p. You have been of very little help. Why are you just hanging out with the Lynch brothers?
They are called the Lynch Pins, Gideon, right? Now, I'm here because I will be performing the funeral tomorrow, right? We've had a couple of drinks. Lighten up, would you? It's a wake.
Can I interrupt by going over to Gideon?
You can. As you walk across towards Gideon, you notice that the sun is rising out the window.
I'm not even going to worry about that right now. There's a lot going on right now. I think I just sort of look at that and just shake my head and look away again.
How are you getting on?
Couldn't be getting on worse. I feel like I've talked to everyone here who isn't Samuel.
I found Samuel.
If he's in that corner, I swear to God.
He's in the corner, I'm afraid. Listen, I don't have your natural charisma, all right? I'm jealous of you. I wish I could flirt like you. I saw you with those two.
I haven't flirted to a person today.
You were touching those men.
They were pickpocketing me.
Well, can you come with me and speak to Samuel, please?
As the two of you are debating, Maddie approaches.
Maddie's munching another Maris Piper.
Can I also ask, why are you two eating raw potatoes?
They're actually pretty good.
All right.
Do you need money?
I was going to buy...
Do you need money?
I was going to buy Samuel
Yes
pint.
Or no?
Yes.
Yes, no, okay, no. Give me 1 second. Seb, can I borrow 20 quid?
You want 20 pounds?
Yeah, you'll get it back. Please?
I need to break. I need to break some...
Can I have a 50? You get it back.
You're not getting a 50 off me.
If Maddie's pushing for a 50, I'm going to say that's a social roll.
43 under 80?
Right, fine. You can have 50 quid.
Thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
I walk off again. I go back to the dry goods storage.
Maddie heads back to the dry goods store.
I close the door behind myself and I start looking.
With Prick, who gets up following, slurping his wee bowl of soup.
Come with me. Come with me and use your natural charms to beguile this old and seemingly slightly drunk man. And we walk over.
As you go back, you
are we going out with his drink or without his drink?
You're right. We wait for the drink.
As you're waiting for the drinks, you're casting your eyes behind the bar, and you don't know how you didn't notice it before, but there's a big old harpoon gun just mounted on the wall. Right there between the optics.
I see you've noticed 2 crowsbane.
2 crowsbane?
Just on the plaque just there. It's I know she's a mighty fine-looking harpoon gun, is she not?
She is, she is. Of all the harpoon guns I've seen, she's definitely the mightiest.
It's only been shot the once, and by accident, I will say. The thing went off outside the pub, skewering 2 crows straight out of the sky. It's been there ever since.
It's amazing you've kept the birds with it.
Yeah, despite their decrepit bodies, a bit of Nagchampa seems to cover the musk.
Yeah. Those drinks when you're ready.
Yes, my apologies for making you wait. I'm but a grieving widow.
Yeah. Everyone's grieving. Tolan.
Yes.
Have you noticed everyone keeps saying lighten up?
Yes, I have.
With fresh drinks in hand, you head back over to the fireplace.
Sir, how are you?
I'm fine, given the circumstances.
Of course. My understanding is you're one of the founders?
Oh, no, it was a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
Well, yeah, that's what a foundation is. It's at the very start.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's, I suppose you're right. No, I just thought I'd show my face and say my respects.
No, my understanding is you're... Look, I'll be very blunt. I've had a long day. This is the second week I've been to today. And things are not going that well. I need to know more about how this place started.
Oh, well, you sure, it was all in the papers and all. Like, we found a bunch of gold.
Pretend this is my first day hearing about this.
Well, you know, we used to be fishermen together, right? And we got shipwrecked, and we got, like, knocked ashore. And, we stumbled upon, it was just a bunch of, must have been from an old shipwreck, and we just found some gold. We were lucky we didn't die, and we came back here, and we set up shop. And it was a nice wee pub, so, you know, family started moving in around it, and the town sort of formed. But I'm out of this game now. I'm out of this game.
Gideon is standing behind Dolan. Can I use my medical ability to assess this guy's general age and health?
Yes, you can. Give me a roll, please. That will be a medicine roll.
Oh, my God. It's 100 over 80.
He looks like an old man.
Dolan.
Yes.
He's an old man.
I can hear you, you know.
Do you want to have a seat? Do you want to have a seat?
Yeah, I think I'm going to sit down. Thanks.
Have a seat. excuse him. He somehow had a longer day than I have.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
Reaches over and he grabs that whiskey. I don't know. Thanks very much, I guess.
Of course. You're very welcome. So, do you still own this place?
No, I do not. No. No, I got out of that a long time ago.
As he says this, Eloise comes walking over.
Sorry you forgot your change.
Thank you so much.
Samuel.
Eloise.
Mm-hmm.
I follow Eloise.
Gideon follows Eloise, leaving Dolan with his old man.
If you don't mind me asking, what's going on there?
You know, with a life as long as ours, you have some disagreements. Yeah, but we... Yeah. Less said, the better, I'll be honest.
Well, sometimes more is better. What I've learned today is that it's not good to keep things bottled up and...
I'm sorry, who are you?
Can I please have a social role?
27 over 20.
Can't you see I'm mourning? I don't need to be talking to people like you.
People like me? Well, what does that mean?
Strangers.
Look. How long have you been here? Here, right now, in this place. How long?
Okay, got here.
How many sunsets have you seen? How many sunrises have you seen? How many bowls of this stew have you chowed down?
Look, I got here, like...
Yeah, when did you get here, huh?
Earlier this afternoon.
Time?
Oh, like 3 hours ago, something like that. I don't know.
As you look outside, you notice that the sun is setting.
When you look out this window, what do you see?
Maybe it's a wee bit later than I thought, but no. Like, I got here just earlier in the day. I've only had a couple of drinks.
You know Skinny's daughter's here?
I thought I heard her voice earlier,
You not say hi to her?
No, she doesn't want to talk to an old fella like me.
You've known a lot of people, no one said it. I've talked to literally every other person in this bar before I've talked to you. Not many kind words about you.
Look, I've got a bunch of unkind words I can say about a bunch of people. That's just how humans are.
Yet, that's not the case for everyone. Maybe you should leave. Yeah.
I don't think you're in any position to tell me what I'm going to do. I've got a full glass of whiskey here. And I've got an old acquaintance that's getting buried tomorrow.
And I think if you were to leave right now, no one would miss you.
I think I've had quite enough of this sort of chat from you.
All right.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah.
And this fella just turns and stares back into the fire. After a second, he sort of looks back over his shoulder to see if you've gone and then notices you haven't and he turns back to look at the fire.
I drink his drink. I wait for him to look back and I drink his drink.
You'll be buying me another one.
The hell I am.
He stands up.
Keep seated and I continue sipping.
He begins to march towards the bar.
He's got no friends.
And then he turns
there.
Around and he heads back and he sits down.
Is that my drink?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take this.
And he stands up. And he begins to walk away. And then he turns around, he comes and he sits back down.
You still here? Wait, is that my drink?
I just stare at him.
Next time in the Bad Articles, join our Knuckles as they drink pints of the wick. Wait, did I not already say this one? Anyway, what was up with that chef running about crime?
The Bad Articles is created by J.R. McCormick and Aidan Kelly. It is produced at Felburn Studios by the wonderful Clark Phillips, with additional sounds and voices from Conleth McVeigh. Starring Laura Conlon, Patrick Meyer, and Niall McKenna.